Good morning. A warm and muggy start to the day across interior New York and New England as high pressure is dominating once again, both at the surface and aloft. This will produce mostly sunny skies throughout the day. It will be quite hot and also humid, with high temperatures climbing through the 80s and in most cases into the lower to mid 90s. With the humidity, it'll feel like it's in the middle to upper 90s, with the heat index values close to 100 degrees in some valley locations, especially from the Greater Capital District south and parts of the Connecticut Valley as well. Across the higher terrain, still hot and humid, with high temperatures in the upper 80s to around 90, with the heat index in the lower 90s throughout the afternoon. High pressure will keep it dry overnight tonight. And with partly cloudy skies, lows will drop back into the muggy upper 60s and lower 70s. On Tuesday, a trough of low pressure will approach from the west, still hazy, hot, and humid, with highs approaching the 90-degree mark in most areas, although, as the trough and its associated cold front make an approach, scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible by the end of the day. That trough will pivot through the region Tuesday night and Wednesday, with a better chance at more showers and storms during these time frames. High temperatures on Wednesday will reach the middle 80s. Behind this front will dry it out for the day on Thursday, with a mix of sun and clouds and highs remaining in the mid 80s. A new disturbance associated with another trough of low pressure will approach the region by the end of the week. As a result, we'll see a few scattered showers and thunderstorms possible on both Friday and Saturday, otherwise partly sunny skies with highs in the mid-80s, and right now it looks dry for the second half of the weekend on Sunday in the mid-80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, scattered to widespread showers and thunderstorms will continue as a series of low-pressure systems and surface fronts traverse eastward from the Central Plains to the Great Lakes over the next couple of days. Enough instability and moisture will be present to raise concern for severe weather and flash flooding with this system. The main focus is across the upper Mississippi Valley and upper Great Lakes, where the Storm Prediction Center has issued a slight risk of severe thunderstorms. A slight risk of excessive rainfall has also been outlined by the Weather Prediction Center for this area. Meanwhile, persistent dry and windy conditions over the west will maintain an elevated risk for fire danger. Portions of the southwest, along with southern California, southwest Wyoming, and northern Utah have ongoing red flag warnings. Air quality alerts also remain in effect for portions of the western and southwestern United States as ongoing wildfires continue to infuse copious amounts of smoke into the air. Furthermore, as a strong ridge builds back across the southwest and west over the coming days, expect the excessive heat to make a return. Excessive heat watches and warnings are in effect across large portions of the southwest and southern California, as well as the Pacific Northwest through at least midweek, as temperatures are expected to climb well over 100 degrees. At Mount Washington earlier this morning, 54 degrees with a west wind at 29 miles per hour, and in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 42 degrees. In Albany this morning, mostly sunny skies and 70 degrees, the dew point 68, 93% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.12 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 117 degrees at Death Valley, Needles, Thermal, and Ocotillo Wells, all in California, to a low of 25 at Bodie State Park, also in California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly sunny, hot and humid, mid-90s. Boston, mostly sunny, hot and humid, in the middle and upper 90s. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny and breezy, near the lake, and highs in the mid-80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 90 degrees, the low 63. The average temperature, 77, that's 5 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 1.80 inches for the month, which is 1.16 inches above normal, and 23.86 inches for the year, which is 53 hundredths of an inch of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees, the average low, 61. the record high 98 set in 1900 and the record low 45 in 1994. Sunrise this morning was at 5:52 a.m., sunset this evening 8:10 p.m., 14 hours and 18 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, hot, and humid today with highs in the lower 90s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows near 70. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, hot, and humid today with highs in the mid-90s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 70s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, hot, and humid today with highs in the lower 90s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 70. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, hot, and humid today with highs in the lower 90s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 70. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny, hot, and humid today with highs in the lower to mid-90s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 70s. Region-wide for tomorrow, partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms near 90. Showers and thunderstorms likely Wednesday in the mid-80s. A mix of sun and clouds in the mid-80s Thursday. The risk of a few showers and thunderstorms both Friday and Saturday, otherwise partly sunny in the mid-80s, and a mix of sun and clouds Sunday with highs still in the middle 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.